wait for the little.
Okay.
Today is December the 7th. I am Chris Gabriel. I am interviewing Nick. How do you pronounce your last name?
Alokli.
Alokli. Today we are talking about fishing. So, to start us off, what year would you say that you got started in fishing?
Well, ever since I can remember, I started I started first aiming it around '54, and I continued first aiming after. In '69, I started running a boat.
And '69?
Yeah. 91. I had to sell out because of the price was so low and I couldn't make a living out of it anymore. After that, I got some skill.
Oh, yeah. The
price was so low. The run was pretty bad. I started fishing again. And I got a boat to lease for my son. And he was a friend of whaling. So I was a crew member instead, you know. He was a captain and I was a crew member. I was 6 years old, 60 years old. And the other guys on board there. College students. They used to call them greenhorns. First time fishing experience, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what they call them, greenhorns. And the summer it was okay. And after that, he was lost. He ran the boat one more time, but I didn't go then. He just lost interest in fishing salmon. So he just quit. Started to go crabbing instead. I've been crabbing since I got out of Navy in '89. I fished Delaware until 1998.
I'm sorry, you fished until 98?
Yeah. I'm a crew member. I was still pretty active then. After that, I just quit, retired from fishing. Because it was getting too much for me. I was getting old and I couldn't run around the boat as fast as I used to. I didn't want to quit, but I have to end up. Mm-hmm. When you're a fisherman, you just don't want to quit. If I was strong enough, I'd still go back on fishing. I'd still like to go out. That was my life. Used to be fun before, and then just came out all excited. June, start pushing the lines. Big salmon open. Big salmon usually in July, when I used to go out. All excited, you know, the fish show up. Sometimes they don't show up, and so all summer. We used to make a good living out of that, but after it all, that was good. Same with the heroin. here that went down the drain too. But I never went there, and my son did. I think Aaron's starting to come back little by little now. And like every summer, it's starting to get a little stronger. Like now, we're coupled fully. I know Prince will have some. I don't think it will couple yet. But I used to be decreasing it.
When you started fishing, what was the fish that you most tried to get? Like what?
Ridge.
Which one?
Ridge. I didn't think I was going to get on fishing rods and chunks. So I took everything. Them days they used to can of salmon. They never used to freeze them. Particular about what they had with that. They just took it all. Canned them. After I was through, that market went all the way down, and I really want a cannon anymore, they were my humpers, you know. They started freezing reds mostly. That came back. They wanted to take samples down the drain. There was no market for them.
Now, when you say that you'd still go, do you mean like fishing as in like on the boat and tons of fish, or just like out there at a stream, like casting a line kind of fishing? Does it matter to you, or does it?
No, we have 200 fathom sand. You have to make sets all the time. Before we made nothing but round holes. That was before we got power rods, and we have to pull them in by hand. 200 pounds, that's a lot of work. People get the power block. Put in my hand. I remember one time I fished with my aunt and her husband. We had a little brandy. Me and her, we just gave them an age to, of course, you could work. fishing all day long. Across such a recent time.
Does your son still fish crab?
Yeah, sure. He's still fishing down ADAC, fishing ground crab. And that's pretty good. He worked himself to an engineer. Now he worked himself to a skipper. He's going to be running that boat now. Of course. He was supposed to take over. I don't know if he did yet. Because the other guy was supposed to retire. Because the owners picked down for the women. He was good enough to do it. But that means they can't profit.
When did he did
pretty good this year so far. I think he got about 600,000 pounds. Very good. The goal is 1,000,000 pounds. By the time they're done, they'll probably reach it. They'll get a lot of February in March.
And are they out at sea this whole time, or do they go out and go back and go out and go back?
No, they go out for a couple of weeks and they get maybe 100,000 pounds. They come and deliver and they go out again. They do it from August 15th till whenever they reach the quota. Like last year they got done February. Before it used to be in May. They used to be out there all winter long. Now it's getting a little shorter this year.
Now, is there any reason why they do it from August to February? Is, like, do the crabs?
The crab is, more crab in there. I think the crab is more firm, sometimes it's a solid shell. It's too warm. It's better when it's cold.
Oh, when did your son get started?
When he was 6 years old. He was born in 66. 6 years
old. Did he go out with you on the boat?
Yeah, he used to come. And he did man's work. 6 years old. All day long. Born the same. Pitching fish, like pitching whatever got caught, like pitching by hand, putting in a rail. The type of a 30,000 pound fish all day. That's hard work for a little kid. doing grabbing. Kind of down to quickly feel the cook. My wife worried all the time. I worried too, but I never cut short part of my life. That's why she never watched it. Show that did wish catch.
So now, when you would fish, was your boat also like a cleaning boat? The reason why I ask is because I met someone who was a fisherman and he showed me pictures, and like apparently on their boat, they would both catch the fish and clean the fish on the boat.
Oh, yeah, I guess you get a better price. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing, but it doesn't require.
No. Did you do that?
No.
No.
We just deliver them to the county. They get the butcher.
How about your son's boat? Is his like that? Is his a clean boat? Like,
mm-hmm.
No, they just deliver the crabs to the canner.
Yeah. No, you gotta cook them while they're alive. After they cook while they're still alive. After the death, so long they put some kind of poison. Tuck them and they have a dead launch in a tank. They go on, tuck them, they have to deliver after so many days. They get lost, they get out of it. It's kind of poison. Kill the artifact too. So they have to deliver them. Every time they get enough, because the artifact comes down and down to whatever it is. To get out of dead loss. They don't take creamy as they put in the meal. Grab them. And the size then. Even the crab over them. Rolling around. It must be hard to kind of pat them. Took us 18 days to cross the Gulf. Slow enough.
How high were the seas?
Huh?
How high were the seas?
20, 30 foot. I had to anchor up for the place where you could anchor up outside of Brooklyn's here in town. They're called Hitching Bull. Tied up, or anchored up there for 8 days. And after that, we're running out of groceries and fuel, so I have to go into Cordova. That's it. Fuel and groceries. Went back out there into the state letter. About 3 days out there, anchored letters and that. We finally made it to Yakutat. Yakutat, we were traveling about 7 hours. Got so well, so we just turned back. The waves were so big, you know, when they turned back, the sea behind me was pushing the boat. Took us 25 hours to get back.
Wow.
Finally, we made it to Cape Spencer. After 18 days. We had no shower in the boat. One time I took a shower when I got to Ketchikan. Our first stop was Hoonah. Sometimes the excursion I met was a company, Canada's company boat that we were taking down. We were up there and last night was Ketchikan. They got them all there to Seattle and said, Vancouver Island, inside Paris. Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. When we ever get a chance to go through there, we probably can do it in the family. Beautiful. And I missed doing that because I love doing that. I love being in the pool. When you, about 3 or 4 years ago, my son asked me when I wanted to go with that. I go across the Pacific to Newport from straight from Dutch Harbor. So I flew down to Dutch Harbor. I went down with them before the Oregon straight across to the 8 days. We were out there and seen that after the land. Once in a while you see a little bird. Old.
think so. Maybe. I might want to check it. That is somebody.
Come in.
Howdy. How are you?
How much more time do you have left?
Oh, we don't need that much more time. So, anyway, thank you very much, Nick.
You're welcome.
Have
I hope you learned something.
Oh.